Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer our prayers in ways that glorify your name. We ask that we may be open to all that you are calling us to do, and we offer ourselves to you on this special week, the last week of the liturgical year, and the week that also contains the powerful holiday of Thanksgiving. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you just heard, it is Monday of the last week of the liturgical year, but today is also a special day. Today is the day of the presentation of Mary. Now, it's an interesting celebration because you might say, well, where is that in the Bible? It's not. It's in what is known as apocryphal literature. And we've talked about this word before, especially because many people who are listening are not Catholics. They may be evangelicals or another faith within Christianity, or actually maybe not Christians at all. And what apocryphal means is often tied to the literature that you find in a Catholic Bible that is not in a Protestant Bible. And what we call that is, what the Protestants call that, or the evangelicals, or the non-Catholic Christian, which is a better way to express it, are the Apocrypha. And what apocryphal literature is literature that is not in the Bible. Now, obviously, we don't call it the Apocrypha because it's in our Bible. But there still is other tons of literature that is not in the Bible, and that's apocryphal. One of the most common thoughts of this is actually someone named, or a book, and also a person named Q. And some people believe in Q, some people don't. Q is a source that a scholarly Bible theologians understand, and that is an apocryphal list of the sayings of Jesus. Now, there is no book of Q. It's just say, well, this seems to come from Q, because you will find it in the synoptic Gospels. And so there is this belief that there is this other source, this apocryphal source of the sayings of Jesus. It is believed by some scholars, first of all, it's believed by some scholars there is no such book called Q, or there is no such Q, rather. There are others that believe that this book that is Q is actually the Gospel of Thomas, which sometimes you can find advertised on cable TV, and it would be one of those products that would be offered on the old concept of border radio. And there are others that think it's another source, but it's apocryphal. Well, along those same lines is today's feast. Today's feast is the presentation of Mary. And we're going to look at the reading surrounding it. And the presentation of Mary is when Mary is presented in the temple. And as I said, you're not going to find that in the Bible. It comes from apocryphal literature. And Christians from the 6th century on would celebrate it. Now, this brings up another thing that a lot of people don't understand. So I want to explain that. A lot of our liturgical calendar comes originally from popular piety. So what happens is there are people that there are people that start a devotion, and that devotion becomes very popular, meaning a lot of people are doing this over many parts of the Christian world, and this becomes what is known as popular piety. And the church also understands that this may be the Holy Spirit working through the people. And so that's where some of these celebrations have come. So, for example, when the church announces that a particular feast is one that is celebrated now, usually that feast comes from popular piety originally. So, for example, we believe in the Assumption of Mary. The Assumption of Mary is August 15th, and we believe that Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul. Well, it's not that the Pope at the time suddenly said, well, let's let's start this new devotion. No, it's the devotion had been going on for centuries. And then it was the church said, well, this may be the Holy Spirit speaking. Let us look further at this. And that's where it becomes a devotion. So today is the presentation of Mary. This is it's a memorial, so it's not a feast. So you won't hear the Gloria, or if it was a solemnity, you'd hear the Creed too. So you won't hear the Gloria of the Creed. It's a memorial, and it's celebrated today. I do believe it's what is known as a ferial memorial, which means it's one that is celebrated. It's not an option. It comes to us here on Monday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time. And what brings this to us? And apparently, according to the Vatican, this goes to an ancient part of the celebration, is the reading where Jesus says, "Who are my mother? Who are my brothers?" And he says, "Those who do the will of the Heavenly Father is my mother, my brother, my sister, my mother." So that's where that comes from. And apparently over centuries, and actually over millennia, people were celebrating this as remembering also Mary, the mother of Jesus, back to, I think, the 6th century. And so we have this feast today. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, here on WEZE. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Remember, this program is available on that website, and on that website you can find some of the other podcast platforms where you can also hear the program. And we also have, you can find it there, you go, we have a Reddit community where you can share your thoughts, and we also have Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff over there. You can find all that there. Plus our Substack, you can sign up for our Substack, CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com, and all of that you can find over there along with the archives of the show. So anyway, we're talking about this celebration today, which is the presentation of the Virgin Mary, and it is that Mary was presented in the temple as a child, as a baby, actually. And this presentation brings us also to look at the reading for this day, the gospel reading, where Jesus is saying, "Those who do the will of my Father are my brother, my sister, my mother." And that's an important thing, because that's ultimately what we're called to do. And we're called to do the will of God. Now, something to think of, because that's who Mary obviously was. Mary is doing the will of the Father. That was her whole life. That was everything that she sought to do. And the saints, at a lesser level, obviously Mary is obviously the greatest of all saints, but at a lesser level, you'll find that the saints did exactly the same thing, and we're trying to do exactly the same thing. And so it's all about doing the will of the Father. Now, there's something really interesting about that. And you actually, this is really going to come out on the other program on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is getting excited about what we're doing for the Lord and with the Lord. Now, why do I bring that up? Too often, and strangely enough, this happened. I finished an interview with someone who ministers to sports figures, you know, major sports figures and sports figures of all different sports. And he's talking about the excitement of coming to know Jesus. Now, he is not Catholic. He was Catholic. Oh, okay. So I want you to bring out that for a second, because he discovered who Jesus is, and he discovered him, and somehow we didn't learn that growing up in Catholic Church. Well, that's a lesson for us, and that's an important message to us, because that's part of who we are. We're trying to do the will of God. Now, one of the things, and the will of God is more than just not sinning. It's seeking to do what the Lord is calling us to do, which is more an adventure. Well, let me tell you, immediately after this interview, I got an email of an invitation to possibly another guest on the radio. And it was someone who would be very well known in the Catholic Church. And what are you saying? A defense of Catholic moral teaching. Very good. There's nothing wrong with that. But here is the issue. The Lord wants us to be excited about serving God, and the Lord wants us to conform our lives to Jesus. And that's where the Lord is calling us to conform our lives to him in Jesus Christ. Okay, that's more. That is more than just moral living. And that's a distinction that has to be made, and it's not being made enough. We're going to talk more, not necessarily about this topic. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Just tune us in at the same time. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.